3 o'clock round. Hey, what's up, people? Thanks a lot for listening. Thanks a lot for being out there. We appreciate it, especially the people that like Lindsay. We like those people. Right, Linz?
Love those people. Don't just like them. We love them.
Love them.
We love everybody.
There's a lot of them.
I saw, by the way, the picture. It is legitimate. Chewy, Lindsay's dog, did eat her stimulus check, which is astounding to me. Astounding that you would be so reckless with a $1,400 check.
No. I was not reckless. He is a puppy. It was sitting up on my nightstand because I was going to do that thing where you like mobile deposit it, you know?
Yeah.
And so sitting up on my nightstand next to like my water bottle and other things, yeah. He hasn't taken anything off of there in weeks, you know? I watch out. It's puppy proof.
But you're Miss Cryptocurrency. What happened to direct deposit?
Because yeah. I got a new bank. I switched banks since they started sending those out, I guess.
Okay.
So they had to send me in the mail. I don't know. Trust me. That's the first time I've had a paper check in God knows how long. Mm-hmm.
By the way, this is the new diss of anybody. It's like when Momo's doing an interview.
Yeah, she does do that.
She does that in the middle of it. It's like, they're answering a question.
Nuts.
You don't need to.
Yeah, it drives me nuts when she does that. I always tell her, like, Ramona, just go on mute.
Okay, so Ireland, great piece of memorabilia. Tell me.
Okay, so the ping pong paddle that Tom Hanks used to help repair U.S. relations with China in Forrest Gump just sold at an auction. All right. I'll give you guys a guess. They predicted initially that it would sell between $1,000 and $2,000. Jorge, how much do you think it sold for?
How much was it? The range?
They predicted between $1,000 and $2,000.
I'll say $1,200.
$1,200. Lindsay?
$1,800.
Mace?
I'll say $5,000.
The actual sale at auction... $25,600.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
What?
Wow. Now, here's the thing that I want you guys to weigh in on. I seriously would not pay $10 for this thing. I'm not a memorabilia guy. If you walked around my house, I don't even have memorabilia from my time, you know, as the Laker guy. You can't tell I'm a sportscaster if you're walking around in my house. How much would you guys be willing to pay for this piece of movie history? Mace, like realistically, they come to you. Robert Zemeckis comes to you and he says, hey, Steve, I'll give you this ping pong paddle. I know you're a sports movie buff. And in return, you make a donation for however much you want. How high would you go?
Okay, so with apologies to Robert Zemeckis, Forrest Gump is one of my least favorite movies in history. I hate Forrest Gump.
Why?
It's so overrated.
How do you hate Forrest Gump?
Way too long. He did too many things. It's so unrealistic. I would just grab that feather out of the air and walk away. It's like, see ya.
I feel like you're with me, man.
You strangely are like me. You're zero.
I'm a zero, yes, because I hate that movie.
Lindsay, what would you pay for Forrest Gump's ping pong paddle?
Nothing. I have no interest in that.
Jorge, any?
Nah.
All right,
great
now,
movie, though.
Here's the harder thing. You can have any piece of movie memorabilia ever from any movie ever made, but you only get one thing. That's it. You get one. Mace, what are you going with?
Is this based on value? Because I know the valuable
It's based
things.
On sentimental value to you.
Okay, sentimental value to me. It would be the hat that Jack Nicholson wore during Chinatown.
Okay. As Jake Giddes.
As Jake Giddes. Mr. Giddes.
All right, Lindsay, you get one piece of... Lindsay, you're going to take like a lightsaber or something, right?
Nope.
Something
mine's
Cleveland.
Easy. The entire chocolate factory. That's one thing.
Ooh.
From Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great entire chocolate factory.
No, that's a great answer. You get the river of chocolate. You get the everlasting gobstopper.
Yes, you get the wallpaper that tastes like snozzberries.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's
a good one.
Yeah,
that is a good one. Jorge?
The DeLorean.
Back to the Future.
Yeah, that one.
It's a great one. That's a valuable one.
You know, there's like a whole club of people that drive those around and they like meet up and hang out
and they all
like drive their DeLoreans together and they look like the time machine.
You know, I read that the most valuable pieces of movie memorabilia include Dorothy's red slippers from The Wizard of Oz.
Good answer.
That's the first thing I thought of before the chocolate factory.
And the actual Maltese Falcon from the movie The Maltese Falcon.
You know what, Mace? You know what mine would be?
What?
I want the actual gun that Michael Corleone used in the Italian restaurant.
Oh, God, that's good.
Drop the gun, take the cannoli.
Take the cannoli.
I want the actual gun, and I would just put it in a case and have it in my house, and people would say, what in the world? Why do you have a random gun in a display case in your house? And then I would be able to tell that story.
Oh, see, I'd tape that sucker to my toilet, to the back of my toilet.
It old, as Abe Vigoda said, they've got an old-fashioned toilet in that place.
Oh, that's a great one, man. That's a great one.
Oh, Jorge just told me, John Means one out away from a special game. Not a very special game.
Yep.
A special game. Now, Mace, you think if I say the words that I will jinx him?
I do.
All right. He is one out away from a no-hitter.
Yep.
Now, you believe just me saying that means this will be broken up. Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's a line out. He hit a line drive, but right to the shortstop. He got it. I've never even heard of this guy. John Means.
It's over.
Yeah, he got
no hitter.
Yeah. And he pitches for the Orioles.
Well, you know what's interesting, and I heard Buster talking about this, is Buster thinks there's going to be more no-hitters because of the weird COVID season. He says the deadening of the ball, the fact that Mace, you talked about this the other day in the show, that guys are swinging from their heels because they want to hit home runs or strike out.
Yep.
He said there's less emphasis of getting on base and hitting line drives.
Completely agree.
And now I think this is the third no-hitter of the season.
Yeah.
The Padres guy had it.
And then the guy in Chicago, the White Sox guy.
Rodon hit it against the Indians.
Yeah, and now this guy.
Yeah, so three no-hitters already. Yeah. Hey, guys.
All right, so here's Jorge.
Two strikes. Choke up on that bat a little bit and just make contact.
So here's what it sounded like. Jorge, was this off the TV feed in Baltimore? All right, so this is from the Orioles TV network moments ago.
J.P. Crawford. First pitch swinging. Line drive. He's done it. John Means has no-hit the Mariners, and the Orioles mob him. The first no-hitter for the Orioles in 30 years. The first complete game no-hitter since Jim Palmer did it 52 years ago in 1969.
Wow.
That's cool.
Good for him.
So John, today we got an email from our boss.
Right.
And everybody in the world was CC'd on it.
Okay.
Like, everybody.
Okay.
So what people are doing is they're replying all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I do not need everybody's congratulations in my email box. Just send it. Just leave it. It's not meant to be responded to. It's so annoying. I now have 13 people have replied all. So I've got all these emails of the same exact thing, and I have to delete them right away, and it's a pain in the ass, and it's really annoying. So stop replying all, people. If there's anybody from the station listening, quit replying all.
Oh, now you've done it. You'd love it if they were replying all congratulating you.
Yeah,
all I did was send a text to the people who were relevant, and that was it. That was it. It's all it took.
It's kind of Amanda's fault, though, because she should have used the blind carbon copy.
I am going to bring this up at our meeting today. Today we've got, and I'll just set the stage for this. Our first meeting with our boss during the pandemic was on Zoom, and it was very, very rough. It was highly critical. It was deeply unfair, and it was unbelievably upsetting. And so what I did was I just said, that's it, and I closed the computer.
Deeply upsetting.
Deeply upsetting. So today, I'm just giving a warning. If everybody doesn't play nice, I'm out of there. And by the way, it's got to be a 20-minute meeting. It's 4 o'clock when this thing starts. I got to be done by 4:19.
Pura yesca!
Oh, yeah. You have 4:20 is very important time to you. Okay,
yes,
that helps. Yeah, that helps.
All right, coming up next for you, hey, Dodgers appear to be in kind of a free fall. They've lost 12 out of their last 16. What's wrong with them? Plus, the Lakers, we are still waiting on LeBron. Definitely not going to play against the Clippers. Definitely not going to play against the Blazers this week. What does that mean for the Lakers and possibly...
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Winding up in the play-in tournament. That's coming up next for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. Oh, what a great song. I think one of the great records ever made. Don Henley, Boys of Summer, classic baseball song. Saw a Deadhead sticker on a Cadillac. So, speaking of baseball, Dodgers have hit the skids. They just do not look good at this moment. They have lost 12 of 16. Last night, I thought they had locked up the game when Justin Turner hit the two-run homer in the top of the eighth. Instead, bottom of the eighth, Mitch White gives the lead right back, and Garrett Clevenger ultimately is the guy that loses it in the ninth. Remember, those were extra innings because it was a seven-inning doubleheader game.
Hey, Mace.
Yeah.
That thing's happening again where you drop
again?
Out and go away. What are you doing? What did you do?
No, I'm not hearing myself drop out.
Jorge, did you hear him drop out? Okay.
I'm hearing
my
myself.
End. Okay, good.
I can tell when I'm dropping out. I had to change headsets. That's what was wrong. I didn't unplug something yesterday.
Well, it sounds like you unplugged your headset.
Yeah, problem with the headset. I have no control over that. So John, I am not worried about the Dodgers. I am worried about the Lakers. Which team are you more worried about?
Well, we're more worried about the Lakers only because the Lakers don't have time on their side. The Dodgers, May 5th to the Dodgers is no big deal. May 5th to the Lakers is a very big deal. If you could tell me I could have a month to get LeBron totally healthy, I would tell you the Lakers are going to do what they did last year, and that is win the title with another team never coming even within seven games.
Right.
But LeBron's hurt. For example, I'd love to have LeBron for these next two games. Love to have him Thursday night against the Clippers and Friday night against Portland, because I think if the Lakers win these two games, and they could win without him, they beat Denver the other night without him, but it's harder. If they win these two games, Mace, I think they're safely out of the play-in tournament. I think that would guarantee them five or six.
Those are tall orders without LeBron.
Right. Particularly, I don't necessarily think they'll be favored in either one. I think tomorrow night, if I had to guess, you know, you never know with these lines, but if I had to guess, I'd say tomorrow night Clippers by four, and I would say in Portland probably Blazers by three, just because no LeBron, he makes that much difference.
Sounds right.
But if they were to win these two games, I think they automatically, well, not automatically, I shouldn't use that word, but I think they would most likely guarantee themselves fifth or sixth, because it would mean that they would be a game ahead of Portland, but really they'd be two games ahead of them, because the team that wins Friday night in Portland also gets the tiebreaker.
Right.
So far they've played two times this year. Each team's won once.
So that would be the deciding game and would decide tiebreaker, right?
Right. They already lost two games to Dallas.
Yep.
So Dallas has the tiebreaker over the Lakers if those two teams were to finish tied. But if they get the tiebreaker over Portland and they're a game ahead of them with only five to go, I think being up two with five to go probably keeps them out. And the reason I really, really want them out of the play-in tournament is because I want LeBron to have another week to heal. I want to be able to stay off of that ankle. And you say you'd rather have him
in the first round.
You'd rather have him in the play-in tournament.
Yeah.
Because now here's something interesting. About
Dodge the Clippers. Give me Phoenix or give me Utah in the first round.
Okay, so Basketball Reference
does
a thing where they run statistical models to figure out where you're going to finish.
Oh.
Okay, so I looked at it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
The Lakers have a 54% chance. It's by far the biggest chance out of any of the spots to finish sixth in the West. 54%.
Okay.
The Clippers have a 58% chance to finish third.
Oh, this is terrible. This is exactly the doomsday scenario.
That means why are you scared of the Clippers?
Doomsday. I think it's the best team they will face this postseason.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you can't beat them.
No, it doesn't mean you can't. But it's, but why do you want that in the first round? That's a Western Conference Finals kind of matchup. If you go to the play-in tournament, you won't see the Clippers.
Well, wait a minute. It can't be a Western Conference Finals matchup because the Clippers never make it past the second round.
The Clippers have always sucked.
About that. Clippers always suck. There you go. Mm-hmm. That's the only time I want that matchup. Mm-hmm. All right. So big moment here, John. Earlier this week, I got an email from a guy named Zach.
Okay.
And here's what it reads. Zach, hello, my name is Zach. I'm 13 years old. I was thinking maybe sometimes you might want to get a teenager's perspective of your topics or just life on the radio show or even the podcast. I am free on Mondays and get home from school at 2 the rest of the week. If you ever want to do this, just text me. Thank you. So I texted Zach.
Okay. Or you could just call the call-in number like everyone else. Yeah.
That's what he did, and he's online right now.
Really?
Zach,
oh,
our 13-year-old teenage correspondent, is on the line. Zach, welcome to the show. How are you, my man?
Very good. I'm eating my barbecue chips.
Nice. I like it, Zach. I also had barbecue chips today. So this means you're 13. This means you were born in 2008?
2007.
Okay.
Now, you're a big sports fan, right?
Yeah.
What teams do you follow?
The Raiders, Dodgers, Lakers, and LA Galaxy.
Wow.
Okay, got it.
Wait. Can I jump in here and ask him a
yeah.
question?
Yeah.
The world wants to know, Zach, do you know what Dogecoin is?
Ooh.
Yeah, my friend is always trying to get me to buy some Dogecoin.
Oh, you should have bought some.
What,
no, there you go.
Yesterday? Stay away from that stuff, man.
Stay
it's
away
a Ponzi
from the Dogecoin.
Scheme.
Don't do it.
Hey, Zach, do you know what a rotary phone is?
Yeah, that's when you have to spin the dial.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, yeah. Zach is smart.
All right, now, Zach, do you know what a Walkman is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know what a Walkman
There's
is.
There's actually some old Walkmans.
Yeah, laying around. Now, here's the one that'll really put you to the test. Can you name all four of the Beatles?
Paul McCartney, John Lennon, Ringo Starr, and I can't remember the last one.
That's pretty good. Three out of four.
I'll tell you, that's pretty good. You missed George Harrison, but
George
that is pretty
is
good. Right. So, Zach, which team is in more trouble, the Lakers or the Dodgers?
I'd say the Lakers.
Why?
Because they might get swept into the play-in tournament, and because LeBron's out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with the Dodgers?
What's wrong with them?
Yeah, what's wrong with them?
Yeah, they've lost,
they've lost 12 out of 16.
Oh, probably because they're bullpen.
No, yeah. You're right on all your answers. You're right on all your – are you on TikTok?
I'm not on TikTok.
Good.
But
it's
I know
a
lot of the trends.
Right,
what are some of the trends on TikTok? These guys need to know because, you know, they're trying to get on the TikTok bandwagon.
Right now, a rapper called DaBaby is ahead of the memes. And DaBaby. He goes, let's go. Something like that. My friends always say that.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a lot of, sheesh, a lot of that.
Yeah, a lot of that.
Hey, Zach, are you on IG?
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah.
I don't have any social media, really.
Vanna, boy, Zach.
Good job, Zach.
Don't go down that cesspool.
But I bet you wish you did. You probably just are probably a little too young for it, right?
No, I just want to stay off that.
At what age do you think your parents will allow you to be on social media?
Probably like 15. Probably two more years.
So you got a couple years. All right. Hey, listen, Zach, we appreciate your perspective. Thanks a lot for checking in, and we'll do this again sometime, okay? Call the show anytime.
No problem.
All right, man.
There's Zach. All right, Zach. Take care.
13-year-old Zach.
Well, see, this is what tends to happen with kids.
Yep.
He needs to expand on his answers.
Yes, he does.
He's like why I was trying to open him up about some things that he knows a little more about, like, you know, TikTok. That was his greatest answer.
Right.
He's not even on it. And he still knows what it is.
He's on it. He's just not supposed to be on it.
Lindsay posed an interesting question to me today. And
the question is
this, John. Did podcasts, don't answer, kill late night talk shows? Did podcasts kill late night talk shows? Let's do that
right,
coming
wait
up.
A minute. Plus, so we don't, We're not giving something away here?
And we're giving, yeah, we're giving away one of those those Senor and Senora Dia de los Muertos Dodgers World Championship bobbleheads right now. They're from FOCO.com, F-O-C-O.com, 877-710-ESPN. We'll take the first four callers, get a chance to play a stupid little game. Do not Google. We will hang up on you if we even, if there's even a hint that you're Googling. 877-710-ESPN. Mason, Ireland.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
710 ESPN. I want to point out how stupid that actually is. So on Thursdays and Fridays, I put up a throwback picture. So it is Wednesday. Apparently, I thought it was Thursday. I thought it was throwback Thursday. Instead of putting TBT, I put THT, and I posted an old photo. You want to talk about messed up? I am so messed up on that, it's ridiculous. All right, so we've got these really cool Senor and Senora. They come in a pair, Dia de los Muertos, Dodger championship-themed bobbleheads. They are super cool. And we're going to give a pair away right now with a question that I think is going to be un-Googleable. So, John, who do we got?
All right, I have an un-Googleable one if you want me to use mine.
I think I've got it.
Okay. Up first is Adrian. Hey, Adrian, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
How's it going, gentlemen?
Good, excellent,
Adrian.
Man.
All right, here we go.
So the top two in Dodgers history in strikeouts are Don Sutton and Clayton Kershaw. Combined, how many strikeouts do they have?
Lifetime?
Yeah,
lifetime.
6,430.
6,430, okay.
Okay, 6,430.
Got it.
All right, Henry. Henry, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
What's happening, guys?
All right, Henry.
Combined Don Sutton, Clayton Kershaw, two leading strikeout guys in the history of the Dodgers. Combine their strikeouts. What does it add up to?
5,600.
5,600, okay.
All right, here's Raymond. Hey, Raymond, you're on 710 ESPN.
Raymond.
How are you doing, guys?
Yeah,
sorry,
good, Raymond. We need it. Give us a number.
5,900.
And the last one is Aaron. Hey, Aaron, you're on 710 ESPN. Aaron,
hi,
are you there?
Thank you. I got
hey, Aaron.
6,135.
6,135. We're going to give it to the one who is closest, and that is Henry at 5,600.
What's the actual
5,600.
Number?
The actual number, 5,263, which makes Henry our winner.
All right, Henry, stay on the line, man. We'll
stay
get
on the
your
line.
Info.
Those things are cool. Cinco de Mayo, so it's cool to give away stuff like that. Jorge, how do you celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
I start with a beer and then hopefully shots and then tacos and then we'll see how it ends.
Beer, shots, tacos, and see how it ends. See how it ends. I like that.
But safe. But it got to be home safe, you know?
Of course. Got to be safe.
Yeah.
No outdoor partying.
No.
I came across this note today, by the way, John. This is, I think this should be a big deal. I don't know why nobody's talking about it. But today, it was announced that we are moving from the orange tier to the yellow tier in terms of COVID in the county. So outdoor seated live events such as baseball games can expand to 67% of capacity in the yellow tier. Does that mean we're going to see more fans at Dodger Stadium this weekend now that we've moved to the yellow tier?
Not necessarily, because that's just what's allowed. That doesn't mean the Dodgers are necessarily going to do it. Like, the Dodgers and Lakers and everybody else get to make up their own rules. Those are the minimum restrictions. They can't have any more people in there than that.
But why wouldn't you want more people?
I assume you would.
More the better.
But I know that in each case, like I know I was talking to somebody who works for the Dodgers, and they say they are kind of ramping everything up. Like, they're trying to decide how many people they need to hire, how many people that, you know, they need to have in the parking lot, how many people they need to have in the concession stands, how many fans they need to, they can fit in. And so this, everything you're reading is good news, but it's not like a Play-Doh machine. It doesn't mean that at the next home game, 67% of the stands will be full.
Yeah, I say fill it up. Fill it up, man. I saw today 51% of Californians have got their vaccine. So we're getting there. We're getting there. And I was at that concert on Sunday night, which was 20,000 people. You had to have proof of vaccination to get into it. It was the Vaxxive
concert, let me ask you
which
this.
Will air on Saturday night.
How did they ask you for proof?
You had to show your little card.
And now, was your card a picture on your phone?
No, the card was the actual. We have the actual cards that the pharmacy gave us that
right.
show the dates of the shots and the
serial. Do you know, like, what I did was, because I don't always have that card on me, I took a picture of it and have it on my phone, and would that have sufficed? Do you
yes,
know?
That would have sufficed. That would have sufficed. Just proof of vaccination.
Okay.
And then everybody stayed in their masks, and, you know, you went to the concert, but you were shoulder to shoulder.
All
you
right,
were with people.
This is an important question.
Okay.
Did anyone's mask look as cheap as Tim Kirkchin's Yoda mask last night on the ESPN broadcast?
Good question. Last night, Tim Kirkchin, cheap Yoda mask, takes the cake.
Yeah,
I
still can't believe they did a Star Wars night. Disney owns Star Wars, and they didn't do those guys up with the real costumes.
Yeah, just goofy little masks.
Like that you would buy at Party City. You ever been to Party City? They have every imaginable Halloween costume.
At least go do that.
Yeah, I mean.
At the very least go to that. By the way, Disney back-to-back, or ESPN back-to-back nights had the Marvel night, which was really cool.
That was a basketball game.
Yeah, that was a basketball game. That was New Orleans and Golden State. And then last night was the Yankees and Astros. And by the way, a very, very good showing by Yankee fans. They were all over the Astros last night. Do you have a sample, by the way, Jorge, of the booing that they got? Dodger fans, remember that one. That one goes F. Altuve. F. Altuve.
F. Altuve.
Love that. Love that. Remember, the Astros are going to be here for two games in August. By the way, the other thing, according to a report by Sports Illustrated Stephanie Apstein, a Yankees fan was asked to remove his trash can outfit at the stadium before the game after security told him the Astros had complained about fans in other cities and their MLB instructed the Yankees to tighten their in-stadium rules. Wah, wah, wah. Babies. Live with the consequences, my friends. This will follow you for the rest of your life, Jose Altuve.
Forever.
Forever. Exactly right. Exactly right. They'll never outrun this, John, will they? These players, like Jose Altuve, will never outrun this.
No, I think it'll follow them for the rest of their careers.
Like, I think it's a reason why, and I'm not sure that Jose Altuve will ever reach Hall of Fame level. He certainly has a great career and has a fake MVP award that he cheated to get. But I would never vote for, even if he gets 3,000 hits, I would not vote for Jose Altuve.
That's an interesting question. Will that scandal keep those guys out of the Hall of Fame? Like, for example, how A-Rod is going to be out of the Hall of Fame because he used PEDs.
Right.
Huh.
Although, Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens both seem to climb every year that they're voting. I mean, I think they may wind up getting in. I think the steroid apologists are beginning to win in that vote. So at this point,
yeah, maybe at that point
may not be a deal breaker.
Yeah, it won't be as damaging.
Yeah, yeah. Active player with the most hits, John. Who is it?
Active player.
Yep.
I'll go Miguel Cabrera.
He is 46. He's got 2,872 hits.
But not 46 active. He's a 46 all-time. Right?
Yeah, sorry.
What is he active? What is he active?
Second
behind
somebody obvious. Somebody who has a really big contract.
American League or National League?
Not American League. Somebody who's a really big contract who They were signed, and then he sort of tailed off at the end because he may be
Albert Pujols.
48 years old. Yeah.
Okay.
Albert Pujols.
Hmm.
He's got 3,000 hits.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
3,253 and 500 home runs. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. First ballot Hall of Famer, I think.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because there isn't any
No, there's no
steroid stuff following him around.
There's
right?
nothing on him. There's nothing on him. All right. Coming up next for you is Game of Games. It's Lindsay's game today, although she's having trouble connecting, so we should have a backup game ready, just in case. Game of Games time, and Game of Games is sponsored by Power Pro Plumbing and Heating. Powerful, professional, affordable. It's who they are. It's in their name. They are our plumber. They want to be yours, too. Call 1-800-584-4116. I want to pass this along before we start. Bill Shaken, L.A. County in yellow tier means Dodgers can sell up to 67% of capacity, except the Dodgers can't sell any more tickets and maintain 6-foot distance between pods. So, no, they will not be increasing.
Well, that's what I meant. Yeah, like, teams have their own rules. So
yeah, their own rules. You got to stay with the 6-foot rule. All right. Linz, what do you got for us today?
All right. So I thought that I would throw you guys for a little loop and do a Disney trivia quiz.
Oh, amazing. Okay. I did not do well here. This is your night. This is your chance.
So I've got like 15 questions and a couple tiebreakers. So what I want to do is I'm going to read you guys the question, and if you know it, you can shout out your name as your buzzer and guess it. And if nobody guesses, then I'll give you guys the options for multiple choice. Does that sound good?
Got it. Yeah, sure. I get how you do this. I tend to buzz in early.
See.
Yes, that's why I like doing it that way, because it makes it much funnier with Mace buzzing in early. All right, number one. In The Lion King, who tells Simba to run away and never return?
Jorge. Mace.
Jorge, you were first. What do you think?
His Uncle Scar.
That is correct. One for Jorge. Say on Uncle the board, Scar, Jorge.
Played by Jeremy Irons.
I may really get shut out here.
About time. Yeah. Number two. In The Little Mermaid, what did Ariel do to impress Prince Eric at their
Mason.
First meeting? Mace.
She sang a song.
That is correct. One for Mace.
That was a guess, right?
Total guess.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Man. That was a good guess. All right, number three. Who is Lightning McQueen's rival?
John.
John?
Who is Lightning McQueen's rival?
Three, two, one.
All right, who's got the guess? Steve? John? Or, I mean, Warren?
Mason.
Okay, Mace, what do
Charlie
you think?
Charlie the car.
Incorrect.
Right, give me the options. Give me the options.
It's either Sterling, Nash Ambassador, Chase Racelot, or Jackson Storm.
The second one.
Incorrect. It's Jackson Storm. Jorge
Nobody
won.
Gets that.
Mason won. Ireland yet to scratch. Number four. In Frozen, who owns the shop in which Anna and Kristoff first meet? All right.
Mace,
I was going to give you the options, but go ahead.
Glenda the Good Witch.
Incorrect, Mace.
Oh, shoot.
The options are Monty, Alan, Gruber, or Oaken.
Okay.
Jorge.
Gruber.
Ireland. Is that right? Did he get it right?
Incorrect. John, what do you think it is?
What was the last one?
Oaken.
I'll go Oaken.
That is correct.
Oh, wild guess, and Ireland's on the board.
All right. Number five, what color elephants do Dumbo and Timothy hallucinate in Dumbo? Mace?
Pink.
That is correct. Good job, Mace. Did you know that, or was it a guess?
I did know that one, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
You see purple elephants too, Mace?
I see pink elephants every night.
All right, number six, in the movie of the same name, who is Bambi's love interest?
Mason.
Mace?
Frank.
Incorrect.
Oh, shoot. Thought I had
Bambi's
that.
Love interest. The options are Thumper, Rono, Feline, and Flower.
Jorge,
what do you think?
The first one.
Incorrect. Thumper.
What are the three I have left?
Rono, Feline, and Flower.
The middle one, Feline.
Feline, yes. Feline. You're right.
Wow.
John ties it up.
Wow.
All right, so two for Ireland, two for Mason, one for Jorge. You have a kid. I feel like you should know these.
No, we don't know the old school ones.
Number seven, what is the name of Jasmine's tiger in Aladdin?
Mason.
What is it, Mace?
Simba.
Now you know this.
Jorge.
Incorrect. Jorge.
Raja.
Yes, that's right.
Oh,
good job, Jorge.
Jorge. Good.
All tied
this
up.
This game is all
two,
tied
two,
up.
Two. All right. Number eight. In the 1964 movie Mary Poppins, she says she will leave George Banks' house when blank.
Mason.
What, Mason?
When the medicine runs out.
Jorge.
Incorrect. Jorge.
When penguins can dance.
Incorrect. John, you want the options?
Yeah.
Her work is done, the wind changes, the children go on an adventure, or the missing children are found.
Children go on an adventure.
Incorrect. No one gets that one right. So we're still tied at three ways.
What was the answer?
The wind changes.
Okay. The wind changes. Okay.
Yes. Okay. What does Governor John Ratcliffe in Pocahontas want?
Mason.
Mace. What is it?
He wants more territory.
Incorrect.
Ireland.
Ireland.
He wants her.
Incorrect. Jorge, you
I'll
want
take
the options?
Options. Yes, please.
Hats, girls, food, or gold?
Gold.
That's correct, Jorge.
Oh, Jorge's got the lead.
Okay, all right. Let's call it two more, Linz. Let's call it after the next two. Jorge's got a 3-2 lead on me in Ireland.
Number 10. Which of the dwarfs in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs wears glasses?
Mace.
John.
Mace.
It's Doc.
That's correct. Good job, Mace.
All right. So if Mason gets this, he wins. If one of us gets it, it goes overtime.
No, if Jorge gets it, he wins too.
Jorge and Mason are both tied.
So
yeah,
I need it to get to overtime.
Yep. Okay. Who owns Woody and his friends?
Jorge
was first.
Andy.
That's right. Jorge.
Andy!
Jorge's
having a good month.
Jorge, that's your second win this month.
Thank you. Thank you, Linz.
The monthly total now is Ireland 2, Linz 2, Jorge 2, Michael Thompson 1, me, as Stu Lance would say, yet to scratch. Yet to scratch.
Mace, that was your chance, man. That was not my area of expertise.
Well, are you kidding me? You think I'm sitting around watching kids' movies all the time? I'm just taking random guesses.
Everyone is your area of expertise. So that's why I did that one, because I felt like, if anything, Jorge, since he had kids, he might know, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I thought everybody performed respectively. I pulled some great stuff out of my ass. My two were complete luck.
Yeah.
All right. So we got Dodgers tonight. Dodgers hoping to pull out of this tailspin.
It's really like 12-16. They start at 4:30.
I'm sorry, I missed that, John. Say it again.
They start at 4:30, I think. Like
yeah, 4:30. It's Walker Buehler on the mound for the Dodgers tonight, hoping to turn things around. Maybe we'll score a couple of runs. Yesterday we lost 7-1. Then went to extra innings in a 1-1 tie. I mean, my God, this offense is completely moribund. And by the way, Mookie Wilson has just, I expected
Mookie Wilson.
Mookie Wilson.
Yeah, what?
Mookie Betts, I expected to be able to pick up and carry this team on his shoulders. He has not done that.
Yet.
By the way, Mookie Wilson, I worked with him when he was in AAA. He was with the Tidewater Tides. Never saw a better hacky sack player than Mookie Wilson. Do you know what hacky sack is?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was unbelievable. He could keep that hacky sack in the air for 20 minutes.
Man, I can do that.
Can you do it?
Oh, yeah.
I want to see that on your screen.
Come on.
I want to see you prove that.
All right, I'll do it.
I want to see you prove
that. I'll send you a video.
Send me a video of you hacky sack for 20 minutes. I don't need the full 20. Give me five. Give me five, I'll be impressed. So Dodgers tonight. Tomorrow night, of course, Lakers-Clippers. And John thinks that the Lakers will be a 4-point underdog, which seems about right, the way they've been playing. They pulled off that Denver win, which was a huge win for them, an opportunity to potentially dodge the play-in tournament. That is it for us today. We are back tomorrow, 12:55 sharp. Don't forget Fast Track every day at 1:55. Got to be here for that. Coming up next for you, the finest afternoon drive show in all of Los Angeles. It is Sedano, LZ, and Cap coming at you next. See you tomorrow, Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.